So we are talking today about stepping into the unknown. Now, at first, that sounds a little frightening, right? Like most people were kind of like, I don't really want to step somewhere that I don't really know. But what I want to show you guys today is how stepping into the unknown can be one of the greatest things you'll ever do in your life and one of the greatest joys you'll ever experience. So to start, if you can throw up the next picture, does anyone recognize what this symbol is? PlayStation. This is the symbol for PlayStation. And when I was growing up, I loved to play video games. I'm still growing up, so I still love to play video games. And I just, when I was growing up, when I was a kid, when I was in middle school, even into high school, my goal was to become a video game developer. I wanted to create the graphics for video games, the way they look, the way they operate, all that kind of stuff. And I wanted to do it somewhere out west. Obviously, I'm not out west, and I'm not a video game developer. So when I was in high school, God changed my life. And he put me on a new course. He put me on a new direction in a place I'd never even thought about. And here I am, a youth, children, and discipleship pastor on the East Coast. It's all new to me. It's all stuff I never would have imagined doing. It's all things that I never would have thought that I could do. And yet God called me and he said, Richard, I want you to step out into the unknown. I want you to try something new. And this year, he's doing it again for me and Pastor Tori. He's asked us to do a missions trip in the Netherlands. He's calling us to do a short-term missions trip for just a week and a half, but to go to a country that I've been there a couple times, but this area I'm going to, we don't really know anyone. We've never been there. And he's asking us to serve. For this week and a half, he's asking us to step out again, out of our comfort zone, and to do something unexpected. What I want to share with you today, what I want to illustrate is how stepping into this unknown area can be the most exciting, most enjoyable, though frightening, the most extremely impactful experience you might ever know. And as you know, we're going on the Hartford Project this week. For some of our students, this was a step out moment for them. And they've had step out moments as they've gone through. And later on, we're going to hear a couple of those testimonies. But before we go into that, I want to start with the example of Paul. And when Paul had some of these moments, when he had a moment where he had to decide, all right, am I going to step into the unknown or am I going to stay where it's comfortable? And this is reading in Acts chapter 16. I'm going to give you a moment to kind of get to that. What's happening is Paul has now been saved. He's been walking around. He's been sharing the gospel with churches. He's completed missionary journeys already. And he's seen so many people come to know Jesus. And we get to chapter 16, verse 6. And it says this, "And they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia." Could you throw up the next slide? It should be a map. All right, so I just want to explain what's happening to Paul here. Paul right now is in, see where it says Lystra, Derbe? There's the number 2 there. Can you guys see that number? So Paul's right there. Around that area is Antioch, which is kind of where the church is based out of. And he's sitting in this area. And he's saying, all right, God, I'm going on my next journey. Where should I go? And so he's trying to figure out what to do. And so he just thinks, well, let's just go back to the churches I've been to. Those churches are in Phrygia, Galatia. That's this south area, the south and to the east. He's been to these churches. They're established. He knows the people. He's shared the gospel here. And he knows what to do. How many times in our lives do we have people where we know them well? And you know what? It's a bit more comfortable to share the gospel with people we know, right? People we've built strong relationships. We've known them for a while. It's easier to do that with people that we know. What happens is Paul is sitting in this area and he thinks, oh, Let's build up the church where it is. Let's share the gospel with the people who haven't accepted yet, who haven't known yet. My friends, my family, people that I've known in these areas. And he says, let me share the gospel there. But God has a different plan. And he uses this word forbidden. He was forbidden by the Holy Spirit to go back to these cities. He was forbidden by God to go back to these places. This word forbidden means to hinder, stop, prevent, deny, or refuse him to allow him to do this. And Paul's probably wondering, he's like, God, why don't you want me to do this? Why are you making it difficult for me to share the gospel here? Why do so many people seem to not want to listen? Think of your own lives. Think of the people you've shared the gospel with, and they've said time and time again, no thanks. I don't want to hear it. Think of those people in your mind. Paul's got those people that are here, and he's thinking, no, they need to hear the gospel. They need to hear what God has to say, what you have to say. But God says, it's not the place I've called you. That's not the place where I want you to do it all. You see, Jesus, in the New Testament, he talks in the Gospels about how someone's relationship and growing in God and knowing God is like a plant. And this plant, it grows from a seed, then is watered, and then it bears fruit. What God might be doing in your life, and I'm not saying this is for everyone. Everyone has to go to God and say, God, what is it you're asking me to do? But he may be telling you, you're the one that's planting the seed. Someone else is going to see their fruit. Someone else is going to see what comes of this. Someone else is going to see that person's salvation. It may be that what God's telling you today is it's not your job to see them saved. It's simply your job to present salvation. And someone else may see that fruit. So Paul is told in this comfortable place in his life, this place where he knows the people, where he knows everything around him, and God says, I don't want you to go there. He says, don't go to the place that's comfortable. And then he goes on to verse 7 and verse 8, and he says, and when they had come up to Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas. So we're going to look at that first verse and what it says. If you want to throw up the map as well, I have another map for this. So if you can see, Bithynia is now in the north and Mysia is like northwest. So Paul goes south and God says, nope. So he goes up to Mysia and then he goes to the right towards Bithynia. He goes north and east. And he goes into this area and God says, that's not where I want you to go. Now, Paul's kind of confused at this point because this is an area that's brand new to him. Paul has never been to these areas. He's never been. This is his first time and he's kind of confused. God, why don't you want me to go here? This is new for me. And in the future, this area becomes the center to the east. If you've ever heard of the city Constantinople, that was the hub for the entire east, for all of Asia. It was the central city. It'd be like us going to Boston or New York and saying, oh, God's definitely called me to go there, or to Washington, D.C., because he wants to share the gospel from that area, and he wants it to spread from that area. That's like us going to those cities and saying, God, I know you've called me to be here. And he gets there. And again, it's not Satan. It's not a human. It's no one except God saying, don't share the gospel here. He's saying, don't go there. Paul's confused. He's saying, God, what do you want me to do? Everywhere I've been, you keep not opening doors. You keep closing doors in my face and you keep making it so that I can't see you move God, what am I supposed to do? This area was a place that could have seen the gospel flourish. But God says no. That wasn't his plan for Paul. It was still a little more comfortable for Paul because it was Asia. He knew Asia. He understood Asia. It was a new area, but he understood Asia. And so he said, okay, I'm fine with going there. I'm fine with going to this area. In your life, maybe God's been moving in you and he's saying, yes, this is a new area for you, but I need you to step out further. Maybe you're looking at your own life and you're seeing the people you've been sharing the gospel with, and God's saying, I need you to share it with someone new. I need you to share it with someone different. And maybe he's reaching into your heart and he's saying, I have something different for you. If you're willing to say, I'll do anything. And he decides, there's only one place left to go. I can't go north, I can't go south, I can't go east. My only option is west. And he goes through Mysia to Troas. Now, I want to touch on this idea of Mysia just for a little bit. The words used specifically are passing by Mysia. That means that Jesus tells Paul, don't stop, don't share the gospel, don't do anything here. Go straight through to where I'm calling you to go. He says, don't stop along the way. Don't set up a church on the way. Don't prepare anything on the way. Go straight to this place. Because I have something you need to do that starts there, and I need you to get there as quick as possible. He's asking us today, he's saying, ask that of me. Because when we ask God and we say, God, where do you want me to go? He'll tell you. He'll show you where to go. If you say, I'm willing to go anywhere, he'll take you anywhere. And wherever he takes you, he'll get you there as quick as he can. Because he knows the plan that he has for you. He knows what's set before you, and he wants you to get there quickly. So he gets to Troas, and he's sitting here, and he's, at this point, he really doesn't know what's left or where he's supposed to go. He's literally at the edge of Asia. Of everything he knows, he's at the edge of it all, and he's saying, I don't know where to go from here. All that's left is the unknown. All that's left is the unknown. And then in verse 9, it says this, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there, urging him and saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. For those of you who don't know, Macedonia is modern-day Turkey. Turkey was the, you guys know how like St. Louis is the gateway to the West in the United States, right? So Macedonia, or Turkey, was the gateway to the west from the east. To go into Turkey meant to go into Europe and as far west as you could go. So what's happening is in this moment when Paul is at this place where he's sitting at the shore and he's sitting saying, the only other direction I can go is the unknown. God shows him a vision of, that's exactly where you need to go. He shows him this vision of Macedonia is where you're supposed to go. So he tells him, don't go where you know. Don't go where feels a little comfortable, but you're still not sure. He says, go to the place where you have no idea what you're doing. He says, go to the place where it's brand new. It's full of opportunity. It's full of life. It's full of where I've called you. And what happens is we see in this verse, we see that this man is urging Paul to come. In this vision, this man is urging him. He's really, in essence, this word is he's begging him. He's saying, Paul, please come to us. Please come to us. And he gives him an invitation, in essence. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but for my own life, I would love for someone to come up to me and say, oh, please share Jesus with me. please. And Paul gets this vision of a man saying, please share Jesus with me. The only decision he has to make is, am I willing to do something I never thought possible? Am I willing to step into the unknown and see God do amazing things? Am I willing to see what God wants to do? So for some of our students, I'm going to have them share a couple testimonies now. For some of them, they've gone to the Hartford Project for a couple years. For some of them, they've gone to the Hartford Project only a few. But when it comes to the Hartford Project, it's given them opportunities to step out. And I want to show you how when they've stepped out, what God's done in their life, what God's done through them when they were willing to step into the unknown. So I'm going to ask Philip to come up first.
Hi. So I've been going to the Hartford Project every year for the past 5 years now. Well, this will be my 5th year starting today. And the testimony I'm about to give came from the very first day of the very first year. And where it happened was we were at a work site at this chapel on a pretty sketchy street in Hartford. And what they wanted us to do was sort of clean up the area around the church so it looked more like God's house should. And you could say our employer for the day, it was this gentleman. We never learned his name, but middle-aged black fella. He was really nice. And at the end of the work day, we came up to him to say thank you and everything, and someone asked him, would you like us to pray for anything for you? And he showed us some cysts on his wrist. And in that moment, I knew I was stepping into unknown territory, because I was a very different person there. I mean, God has grown me a lot in the meaning that I am a lot more outspoken, less afraid to speak in front of people. Like, I'm able to do things like this. A couple years ago, I would be shaking all over the place, but it's okay now. And it was stepping out of my comfort zone. But we all went, we prayed for the man, and we watched those cysts disappear right in front of our eyes. And it was, the point is, the Hartford Project definitely sets you up for situations like that. It's very easy to find opportunities to see God move really powerfully in front of you. But just because I'm on the Hartford Project doesn't mean that any of you can't do it too. You just have to be willing to step out in faith, listen to that still, quiet voice inside of you, and miracles can happen.
I'm going to have Jonathan come up next, and he's going to share a testimony. And after Jonathan, we'll have Mikey.
So, before I tell this, I probably should say that 3 months before I went to the Hartford Project for my first year, I've only been once, this will be my second year, I was prophesied over by two different pastors that I'm going to have the gift of prophecy and be able to tell different people things that they wouldn't know from God. And so that was new to me back then. I didn't really know a whole lot about it, and it was still difficult to me trying to figure out which voice was just me and which one was God. So at the Hartford Project during the worship, which the worship there is really good because everybody there is like with the Spirit, and the Spirit is there. And so we're all just praying, and I feel God saying to tell a couple of my friends a certain thing that God wanted me to tell them. I didn't know if it was true, But I heard what I thought was God, and I did know that it was. So I told them what I had heard, and they were really happy to hear it. They seemed really blessed by it. And the coolest part was later they told me that it was coming to pass, that it was true. So I knew that God was there that day and that he really did tell me that. And so I knew that God had told me something very cool that day.
All right, come on up, Mikey. So for those of you who don't know, Mikey has actually, I don't know which mic to use, graduated from a youth group. He's now done 2 years of Bible college. And so he's halfway done where I was, 3 years ago, something like that. And he's going to share from his experience.
Hey, guys. So what I want to talk about is something that's kind of obscure, but was something that, looking back, was really a big impact. So at one point, we had to go around. It was me, Pastor Chris, and Caleb. There was going to be a block party the next day, and we had to go around inviting people. For me, that was a big moment because I'm not necessarily the most personable person. I don't want to go, like, having to talk to everyone. And my understanding of walking into Hartford was it was a scary place, which really it's not. But, you know, the news media, they're fun. So going around talking, maybe I didn't talk as much as my mind would like to believe, but for me it was just moving a step forward. And that was something, or moving forward, it gave me it allowed me to move forward into other things. Talking to people that I didn't know was good because I got to move. When I moved that direction, I got to move into other things. And even like when I fall on my face now, I have that memory of being able to walk. I know what I did, and God allows me to remember these things because, hey, I overcame something that was scary. Even if it wasn't, it was scary at the time. And it's something I can look back on when I'm trying to overcome something next. It's like a memory of that. So I'm grateful for the Hartford Project because it's something that I got to overcome a little thing. It allows me to remember that when I'm trying to overcome bigger things.
The Hartford Project really does provide those opportunities. And they can be scary. They can be nerve-wracking. They can be something where you get there and you're like, oh, I don't know if I should do this. And it's nervous, but when you step out, when you allow God to ask you to do something you never would have imagined, you never know what happens. So he goes on in verse 10. And this is the last verse I'm going to look at. He says, "And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go on into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them." This word "concluding" means that they had no doubts. They were absolutely sure that this is what God had called them to do. They were absolutely sure about it. And it says that because they knew, they immediately sought to go after, to go in this direction. And the word that this kind of means is this word "crave." Can you show the picture with the burgers? I'm sorry if I make anyone hungry. I tried to make this at the end. So if you can't tell, so there's this place in Colorado called Crave Real Burgers. The burgers are amazing, but the burgers are weird. If you can't tell, the one on the right, that's a glazed donut for a bun. This place has all sorts of different weird and wacky burgers. My favorite is the one on the left. It's literally, the buns are two grilled cheese sandwiches. It's so good. It's the cheesiest thing you'll ever eat in your life. It's so good though, because they... So it has grilled cheese, but they also put cheese in the middle. So it's like, there's like, it's half cheese. Anyway, so this place does these burgers and they name it Crave because the idea is that whatever you're craving, you can get it in your burger. If you want donuts, you can have donuts in your burger. If you want pork and bacon and every pig meat you want, it's in your burger. That's the one on the bottom left there. Whatever you want, you can have it then and there on your burger. This idea of crave, this is what Paul has. For these things that he feels called by God to do, he begins to crave this. See, when God asks us to step out, yes, it's a little scary. Yes, it's something that we're nervous about. But God says, don't fear, crave it. Crave these opportunities. Now, from a show of hands, could I get how many of you are descended from Europe, North America, or South America? Raise your hand if you descend from any of those countries. All right. You are saved because Paul listened to God. Paul went to a place that was unknown. Paul went to a place that he'd never been to. He knew of it because it was the Roman Empire. But he went to this place he never knew, and he stepped out in faith, saying, God, take me to the unknown. Let me go into the unknown. And today, what was that, like 50% of us in here are saved because Paul was willing to step out. Imagine what could happen in your life if you're willing to say to God today, let me step into the unknown. God, what's my unknown? For some of you, it may be a coworker at work that you've never had a chance to really talk with or meet before. Someone you've never really spent time with. And God might be saying, go into the unknown. Maybe for some, it's a new place. Maybe he's moving you somewhere where you don't really know a lot of people. You don't really know what's going to happen. You don't really know what the future holds. And God's telling you today, step into the unknown and see what I will do. See what I will do in your life. And for some of you even, and this may be a lot smaller, God may be saying, step into the crazy unknown. He may be calling some of you today to be missionaries. He may be calling some of you today to do something crazy and wild for God if you're willing today to step out and say, God, I'm yours to do with what you want. If you're willing to step out, he's willing to step up. When we are saying, God, I'm yours, he'll do things in your life that you would have never imagined possible. When I was in youth group and God first called me to be a pastor, I was like, yeah, right, you're funny. I wouldn't stand in front of a pulpit. I wouldn't stand in front of people and teach. That wasn't me. I couldn't even do a group presentation because I was so nervous. I had five other people with me and I couldn't do it. But God, when he calls you into the unknown, he doesn't simply say, okay, good luck. He equips you for it. He gets you ready for it. He prepares you for it. And he brings things in your life that you could have never imagined. Looking back on my life, I am so glad today that I didn't pursue video games.
We're glad too.
So I still like playing video games, but I am so fulfilled where God has called me. I'm so fulfilled in what God has called me to do because I get to share the message of eternal life with people who are dying and dead. I get to share the message of hope with people who have none. And this week, going on the Hartford Project, going to the Netherlands this fall, I get to step out again and I get to say, God, use me in the unknown and do things in me that I never dreamed possible. But I can't do any of those things unless I say, I'm willing. I'm willing and I want it. I crave to step into that unknown. I don't know where everyone's at. I don't know where everyone is today, whether God has put something in your heart and you've just been nervous about it. I don't know if maybe today God's spoken to you for the first time, and you're saying, I don't really understand all of this, but maybe I need to step out into the unknown and see what Christianity is all about. See who this Jesus is who does these amazing things. like we've heard in these testimonies. Or maybe you're here today and you just want to say, God, do with me whatever you want. Take me and send me and make me whoever you need me to be, whoever you want me to be. Send me into the unknown. I want to see you move. It may be that God's just simply saying today, keep sharing with those people. They will accept. But it may be step out of your comfort zone.